Yeah, hi, this is Kev from Dem84, and you're listening to Turmoil Radio.
Talking to Kev of the band Condemned 84 from England. Yeah. You guys, first American tour?
Yeah.
Where'd you come into Georgia, right here, right?
Yeah, we were through in Atlanta, yeah. We started at the Metroplex, yeah.
You do a show down there?
Yeah, it's good.
How was the audience?
Packed out, yeah.
Really?
Really good, yeah. Really good. Really enjoyed it, you know. Lots of participation.
Uh-huh.
But 100% skinhead audience. Didn't see maybe one punk, you know. But that's how it is in England that we play to, you know. We get a few punks, but not many, you know. That's okay, though. We had a good time down there, you know.
Why don't you give us like a brief history of the band? Because, you know, most of us here in the States don't know too much about the band.
Yeah. Well, I formed originally in 1982 as Criminal Tendencies. I'd done a couple of gigs and packed up in 1983. And then 1984, I reformed as Condemned 84. Recorded the first demo tape, sent around a few venues, and we got about 8 gigs out of it in a year, which is, it's not too bad English terms for skinhead bands, you know, boy bands, but got about 8 gigs, and we started we've done a mini album after that in 86, and the mini album went straight in the independent charts in England. Well, I think as far as I know, we're the last boy band ever to get in the independent charts in England, you know, because since 1982, maybe 83, in the days of Foreskins and that, you know,
right.
And that sold 1,003 weeks, I think, just England, with no advertising, you know, word of mouth things, you know. So it looks like it's going pretty well.
Right.
And done a lot more dates. Done a big festival in Holland, big skinhead festival in Holland. Then we done a small tour of France last year. That was really good, really good. Packed out, you know. Mm-hmm. Right up to the south, right up to the north, right up to Normandy in the north, you know. Released a 12-inch single after that called the I Ain't Dead EP. And that sold quite a hell of a lot, you know. A special limited edition 7-inch out of that out. It's only 2,000 pressed in blue vinyl. I haven't seen a copy in America, officially on release. But I sent a lot over in mail order, you know? And it seemed to be doing pretty well. I've only got, the band had 1,000, the distributors had 1,000. And I've only got 25 left of 1,000, you know? This is, it hasn't been out that long, really. After that, we've done In Search of New Breed 12-inch, which sold really well. But as far as I know, only got as far as LA and Atlanta. For some reason, our stuff doesn't seem to get to New York, but we got a Live and Loud out at the end of February. On Link Records.
It seems that you're here in New York, the only way we're able to get your music is on the Link Records compilations, the OI Chalkburst,
yeah.
OI The Resurrection.
Yeah.
What label are you officially on then?
We're signed to RFB.
Uh-huh.
RFB, which is... The only other band on that is Broken Bones and the UK Subs, but the UK Subs got sacked because they weren't selling enough, you know?
Really?
That's what I've been told, yeah. RFB is run by a bloke called Rab Fabi. He used to drum for the Subs originally for The Wall. He used to play for The Wall, Bank of The Wall, an old punk band years ago, you know? And he's been pretty good to us, really. We just put a new album out through him, but on our own label. But still a division of RFB called Face Aggression, and it's selling really, really well. I still haven't seen copies in New York. I mean, I've seen them in LA and places. I get letters from all, everywhere else, Canada, everywhere, but not New York. I don't know why. As far as I know, I thought Pinnacle UK was owned by Pinnacle US, you know? Apparently that is like a subsidiary, and, you know, it's money. As far as I know, Pinnacle US bought out Pinnacle UK. I'm just don't know why, just not getting imported to the right areas, yeah. You know? I mean, there's a big market for Roy over here. I think we're about the first original Roy band to get over here, to be honest, you know? You know, and when's this interview going out?
This will be going out probably in 2 weeks.
It's okay. Well, officially, we're not meant to be playing here because we haven't got paperwork. We're coming through the back door, you know? We just do two gigs.
Well, you had one song.
No Way In.
Was that written? Have you tried to get into the States before?
That was for Holland on the boat. On the boat trip, we had a bit of a problem there with the police and stuff, you know, fighting on the boat with some local football supporters, you know. Yeah, it was a bit of a problem. Rumour was they weren't let us back in, you know.
Right. Well, that could pretty much apply to the United States, though, because a lot of bands who want to come play here are having problems with the immigration.
Yeah, it's probably because the thing is, though, we came in as tourists, you know. We came in as tourists, separate planes and all things like that. I don't know how we are. Yeah. You know, long hair, all the hair was grown out, well, not that long, no boots. We didn't come in as skinheads. Yeah. We didn't come in as a band. No electrical equipment, no drum equipment, nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing at all. We're borrowing guitars, we're borrowing amps, you know, everything like that.
We're going to kick down all the barriers in front of us.
Has there been a sudden resurrection of Oi music? Because it seems that like 82, 83, it was like at its peak, and then all of a sudden it just dwindled down. And now I'm hearing about all these bands getting back together, the business and the Partisans.
Yeah, but the thing is, the audience is not getting bigger in England. You know, I think there's a lot of food skinheads about in England, the Oi boys, you know, go to gigs, but there's still not enough. A lot of us just sitting on their arses, sitting around drinking in their local pubs, and they'll bother to buy a rate when they bother to go to a gig. You know, I don't know what they moan, nothing to do when there is. Don't do that. I mean, we're doing about I think we've done about 80 gigs now, which is really good for an Oi band. We seem to be one of the only Oi bands who get gigs. It's only through sheer hard work, slogging and lying like hell to promoters that we're a different type of band. When we get there, we just turn up and play, you know? I mean, some place, I won't even let skinheads in with
them. So, are you touring the country by yourselves then?
We've had Moonstomp, a local band from Atlanta, who are putting us up over there. They're doing a couple of dates with us, you know? Yeah, should be in New York. We're doing Pittsburgh tomorrow night. Did it in Washington line. I don't know what's happening to Washington, but the thing is, we're probably going back next week, you know? We've been offered a lot, yeah. We've been offered a lot since we've been here. We turned in about 20-date tours since the day before I left. I got offered a 20-date tour of the US, which we're really pissed off about, to be honest, you know? Because we want to do it, you know?
Have you spoken to any of the skinheads in New York City at all, or met some of them? How's that, like, compared to the movement in England?
Yeah, the thing is, in America, you've got too many different groups. Too much divisions. It's got bigger divisions. But England's getting divided with the skinhead stuff and the Oi scene, you know. But you just got too many divisions, too many gangs all fighting each other. England used to be exactly like that in 69, 81, mainly 69. There were so many gangs, there's so many skinheads, they're always fighting each other, which is stupid, you know. Mm-hmm. And now in England, it's not that bad anymore compared to this. This is, too much inter-gang warfare, really, but it's only because you've got a hell of a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Once the numbers come down, you know, you find in England, the numbers come down, they all stick together, you know. And you just fight a common enemy, you know, whatever it is. But usually the media, the establishment, you know, that sort of thing. But too many divisions over here, too many gangs, you know, to be honest, but that's what it's been about, America, gangs, isn't it, you know. But I think you've probably got, it's probably the biggest culture here in America at the moment, you know. Although some may don't look 100% sort of blokes to me, skinhead-wise, you know, but I know difficulty getting certain clothes and things like that and records, and they're paying a lot of money for records, you know, and a lot of money to go to shows if an England band does come over. Hopefully, I think I could probably get quite a few bands over here, English bands-wise, and, you know, because I've got them in here, I've got us lot in here. Took a lot of preparation and things, you know, a lot of under-the-table work to get us here and get gigs, you know. Since we've been here, we've been inundated with loads of phone calls saying, can you play here, can you play here? Most of them are such short notice. We came here on a cheap bargain trip just for a couple of weeks anyway, just to play a few gigs while we're here, or get a warm-up, you know. But we want to do a big tour here, really, and I think there's a possibility. There's no one in the whole of LA or California will give us a gig there. And I reckon you probably sell out 3,000 or 4,000 seaters there. It's full of skinheads, you know. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just afraid to put us on, you know. This place, I mean, this is okay. I said I'd rather would have done CBGBs, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the advertising. It's a bit out of the way, but maybe it's a low-key gig, but we're playing, so we're not too bothered, you know. I think Pittsburgh would be pretty big tomorrow night, you know. We've been offered Chicago, Washington, D.C. I think they would have been big as well, but I think the Washington one was made in 28, and we're not here on 28. Mm-hmm. You know, so really we're blowing out gigs, what we don't want to blow out, but, you know, we have to go back. We've all got jobs and things to go back to, but if we could sort of prepare maybe a 40-date tour or a 25-date tour or whatever, then obviously we wouldn't bother about the jobs, you know. I mean, we're not here to make money, we just want to play, you know. I mean, we don't ask much money in England, you know, a small amount of money for English gigs, you know. We ask more abroad, obviously, to try and cover expenses, things like that, you know. We try to get gigs in Germany and no one to put us on, they're just fighting in Germany, you know, and don't want a skinhead band, you know. But I think we've got a pretty good reputation, really. You don't get much trouble. We've had trouble, you know, but you expect that, you can get that in a normal pub, you know. Yeah, you get the odd one-to-one in there, I mean. But then most gigs are trouble-free, and what gigs they are trouble, they're just blown up. You know, incite the media against it, really, you know, put everybody off, you know. I mean, they're getting a bad name in America at the moment with all your video, you know, TV, and that's given a really bad media. That's exactly what happened in England, that just killed it. Everybody on the street was going skinhead bashing, you know. But in England, there was too many skinheads to bash at one time. Now it's the other way around. There's not, you know.
Have you heard any of the US Oi band? What are your feelings on that?
I've heard the US of Oi LP, yeah. I've got quite a few tapes sent me, you know, a lot of tapes and that, but to be honest, America's brought up on metal, heavy metal and stuff, and a lot of them are just too fast. I don't know, maybe it's the accent don't help a bit, you know, but to me, and everyone in England, they don't sound Oi enough. Some of them play, let's go a little bit too fast, but some of them play the speed, you know. Like, some of them play the speed. Right. Antiheroes are a good band, Antiheroes, you know. Musically, they're a pretty good band. A bit too fast for Oi, but in England, people think they're too fast because they log it a bit slower.
Right.
They consider us fast in England, you know, and we're not that fast compared to these bands. Maybe it's the accent don't help much, no disrespect, you know. I don't think the accent helped with the vocals, it just sounds American, it doesn't sound English Oi. Musicianship-wise, I think they're a lot higher standard than what it is in England. Musicianship-wise, you know, you've got some good drummers, you've got good guitars over here. You've got a lot more higher musicianship, you know. We'll be right back.
Condemned 84 here on Turmoil with Teenage Slag. That's from the This Is Oi compilation. Starting off the top of the set, we heard from Burst Appendix with Off from their latest album, Mars Unveiled. Then right after that, Condemned 84 with Jimmy Davey from the compilation album, This Is Oi. Then we talked with Kev from Condemned 84. They just did a brief U.S. tour, played over at the Core in Smithtown, thanks to Lisa and Chris over at the Core for helping with that. No thanks to the drummer doing the sound check. Middle of the interview, we heard No Way In from Condemned 84 from the Oi the Resurrection album, and then ended up with Teenage Slag. Once again, Condemned 84. Thanks to Kev of the band for taking the time out to talk with us, and maybe you'll get a chance to see him later this year if they tour again. 11:52 on a Wednesday night. My name is Steve Kreitzer. The show you're listening to is Turmoil. Coming up this Friday night at SUNY Stony Brook in the Union Ballroom will be Murphy's Law, along with The Six and the Violence. And I got a pair of tickets to give away. I'll take a caller at random at area code 516-632-6901. And that's to see Murphy's Law and The Six and the Violence here at SUNY Stony Brook. 632-6901 is the number, a caller at random to win tickets to see Murphy's Law and The Six and the Violence. Right now, back to our feature album. This is Dee Kreutzen from their latest Century Days, available on Touch and Go Records. This is called Number 3. Dee Kreutzen here on Turmoil.